end gender pay inequality outrageously. The Supreme Court has ruled that care workers on sleep-ins are not eligible for the minimum wage. See page 11. Most care workers are women. Like the derisory 1% pay offer for NHS staff, this is yet another example of the way in which work in sectors in which women predominate continues to be devalued. Since the death of Sarah Everett, many are asking questions about what can be done to eliminate violence against women. A decent pay rise for the lowest paid workers would be a start. Gender pay inequality reinforces reactionary ideas about women's second-class status, which underpin sexist and abusive behavior. And low pay can trap women in violent relationships. The trade union leaders should get off their knees and start leading action for decent pay rises for all low-paid workers. Carol Edge, Waltham Cross.